It's a dark place.
Thank you.
On this episode of the podcast, I'll talk about mainly being laid off from a job. Talk about Joe Biden possibly picking Kamala Harris for his VIP pick, and much more. If you like this podcast, subscribe, Anchor, follow me on Anchor. Follow me on Instagram at Kid Rainbows, and follow me on Twitter at King Rainbows. And follow the music at SoundCloud at Lonely Board. All the music on this podcast produced by me, Lonely Board. And that's it. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Wow. Never thought eating Honey Nut Cheerios be so brutal. Oh my God. Excuse me. I guess it's the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows. And this is the breakfast edition. I don't know. It's in the morning. I decided to get up, do an episode of the podcast. So I didn't have to go to work last night. My job's cutting my hours. So don't know how long I'll be there. So I'm looking for another job, and it's been a rough week. I'm thinking about starting a YouTube channel, Twitch channel, another podcast, any way to make some money. Twitch part doesn't sound so bad. Looking into it. It might be our next adventure. Yeah. Be honest, I really don't know if I can work another 9-to-5. I could, but I just don't know how long. It's come to a point in my life, I just want to be my own boss. I don't want to work for nobody else. I set my own hours. Set my own deadlines. Set my own pay rate. Just want to have that. Yeah, by the way, I'm drinking coffee right now, so excuse me. And this coffee is brought to you by Black Rifle Coffees. This coffee is freaking awesome. A lot of different kind of strains. But I like the deep, dark roasts. Because I like my coffee strong. Not the weak shit. Yep. So, a little bump in the road. Kind of the, this time wait, actually depending on the stimulus money. Coming through for me. But what I'm saying from the Democrats and Republicans, I don't think that money's coming anytime soon. So it's time to get on the hustle. So I've just been looking for a job, going to different work, different websites. I say if I want to work a job, I want to do something remotely. Yeah. I just signed up for LinkedIn and gotta make a resume. Start all over. Don't get me wrong. I can't go out and find another job, but just with my health conditions and mental health right now, I can't see me actually doing that right now. I don't know. It's really frustrating. But if I have to, I will. So let's see what's gonna happen. Let's see what's gonna happen. Got that out the way. I don't really know what to talk about. Apparently, the YouTuber Shane Dawson's career is over. I just watched like an hour, I guess it was a movie, documentary about his downfall. Something happened last month or this month, a couple weeks ago. He's a pervert and a racist, something. This guy is named D'Angelo Wallace. He's a YouTuber. I guess an up-and-coming YouTuber because like he had a million subscribers now. He didn't have that many subscribers. I was watching his videos at first. Well, his financial problems should be solved right now. Get a lot of views on his videos. They go viral.
He's a young guy. Smart young guy. I was watching one with him. Got another one. What's the other guy? This other makeup dude guy. Jeffree Star. I'm gonna watch that next. Got a lot of time on my hands. So this is what I'll probably do. As I get done, well, waking up, I'm gonna go to sleep. I get done recording this. Still kind of early. See what else I can watch on YouTube. What do you guys got recommended for me this week? I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of fake gurus out here. It's getting ridiculous. Do not buy any of these people's stuff, these courses. It's not. It's only making these guys rich and making you go into debt. The authentic people that I think are some good people to buy courses from. Most likely people that do real estate. Let's see. Sam Ovens. Good guy. Ty Lopez, some of his stuff. It's authentic. Majority of his stuff is. That's like the godfather of the gurus. And most of the other people that are doing entrepreneurial stuff or selling courses or whatever, just basically copying him or Tony Robbins. I don't know if you got Gary Vee, but he doesn't really sell. He sells hustle and wine. See, Alice Becker. That's another good one. But he's just about mindset stuff. You can go to his YouTube channel if you want to learn. Life hacks and stuff. We do sell like courses for YouTube ads, which is, I can say that's a good way to get customers if you run YouTube ads. Whatever you're doing, as far as your business, or whatever you do in life. You're an artist, you make music, you can pay for YouTube ads for a bunch of stuff. So what happened to Ty Lopez? He had shot a video off of his iPhone. And really, he didn't even do the guru stuff no more. He got like legit real businesses now. You got to sell food. You got that farm. You got a into our box. We get books shipped to you, which was smart. So another automated business. Can't believe nobody thought about doing that. He's running on. He's really on social media, like he used to. His online presence is gone. They got all these other copycat guys. It's all over the internet, especially on Instagram, trying to sell you some crap. It's not gonna help you at all. I don't run into so many walls. I'm trying to find ways to make money online. Like, the only reason I go on the internet is to and see what's going on in today's messed up world. I'm gonna watch. What? If Biden picks Kamala, Trump wins the Mason Lucas. Let's check this out. Wrong video. Imposters. Those don't know, this is Mason Lucas. He's a YouTube creator. He makes videos about politics, stuff that goes on in the world. Most of the stuff is, he likes Trump. He's kind of in between. I don't know. He didn't say he's one of them hotel people, but I like his stuff. It's funny. He's funny. Watch it. Me? I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't like Trump. What'd you call me? I'll call myself a moderate Democrat, but I don't think there's no such thing anymore, so I don't know what I am. I say I'm independent. Maybe vote Republican, maybe vote Democrat. Depends on what the issues are. Pretty much how I see it now. What do you mean, but finna watching the video.
People have gone and speculated. Oh, does that mean Kamala Harris is Joe Biden's VP? Could that be people we don't know. But then we combined his notes with a political report. Now, Politico had a report stating that Joe Biden had picked Kamala Harris as his VP. And even go so far, check this out, go so far.
So I guess this video is about, I guess Joe Biden picks Kamala Harris as his VP pick, which I have to agree that that would be a bad idea. He basically is giving Trump momentum to take the election. He also said he got his source from Politico. That's like a legit political news outlet, so I hope that's not true. I kind of think he should have went with the Duckworth lady. If you seem more like, that's what we need. I mean, Biden wants to go totally to the far left, he might as well pick a far left person. That's what I don't know. You just don't want to hand anyone the election. You want to make it like a fight or Biden already has the momentum he has. He's winning in the key states as Trump. Republicans should always win. We don't want to go pick somebody that's a disaster. Kamala Harris, I'm sorry, man. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about this. This sucks. Should have been in this position. We should have went with Yang. Tulsi Gabbard was a good choice. Hey, she put Yang. Is this running mate? I don't know, man. I need the universal basic income. Whoever runs on that has my vote. Universal basic income, you got my vote. People about to get evicted from their houses. They can't pay their rent. Unemployment's about to run out. And people don't think about things like that. They worried about protesters, people rioting, suburban housewives. And the main focus, unemployment, the economy, single citizens, the pandemic. So many things you can debate Trump on. Trump is only worried about, I hate to say it, people that's Suburban white people are people that make $75,000 a year. You worry about people like me, or maybe people like you. You worried about? Maybe you worried about. worry about being president for real.
Y'all want another 4 years of Trump? Oh no. This is why I don't get with the Democrats. It's like, we have everything, all the tools. We don't use the tools we need. We just use all the old tools or the wrong tools. I don't know. What do we have? We have a weak candidate, Joe Biden. We have a freaking... What thing happened this week? Only thing that happened this week for Democrats was Michelle Obama podcast. That's it. One thing we got. That's all we got. I don't know. I don't even watch this video no more. This is making me mad. It's like we're living in it's unreal. I'm starting to see why people like Trump, but even with that said, Trump is he's old white man. He's a racist. I just somehow can't get behind. I don't know. Can't see myself voting for Trump. It's painful. Joe Rogan Experience, Post Malone. I watched some of that yesterday. That was a long podcast. I couldn't even watch all that. We had Post Malone on there for like almost 4 hours. They were talking about all type of crazy shit. I got to smoke a lot of cigarettes. Drinks a lot of beer. I know the one thing he said, he had to move out of L.A. because he couldn't do anything, get anything done creative-wise. So I mean, starting to make me rethink my thoughts about Los Angeles. It definitely is like overpopulated with too many people. I can see why Rogan wants to go to Texas. Does it seem like they're not opening anything back up, man? Who knows what's gonna happen in the next couple of months, because everything's about to phase out. People ain't gonna be working more now. Unemployment rate's gonna go back up. Things are going to be cause inflation in some areas, I see. You know it's real. When Trump started wearing a mask, you know, You know, shit's real when your president finally started wearing a mask. I'm about to get out of here. That's all I got, you guys. We're gonna get to this one with another. Cause stay safe. Yeah, wear your mask. Wash your hands and all that stuff. Take your vitamins, say your prayers. I don't know. This is Lone Blood Podcast. We out. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I'm making any new music today, this week. If I do, probably some old stuff up on SoundCloud. All right, that's it. I can hit the music.
It's a dark place. We'll be right back. It's a dark place.